Chapter 49. Spike reopened the Grey Gull on a Thursday night, and Sonny Randall drove up and had dinner there with Jesse. They sat at the new and larger bar and ordered from the new and expanded bar menu. "You're having a martini," Sonny said.
"I am.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink anything but scotch."
"Sometimes I just don't give a damn," Jesse said.
Sonny smiled. She raised her own glass, and they touched rims. "Change is good," she said. They drank.
"I tell you about this kid I'm trying to help," Jesse said.
"Missy," Sonny said.
"Her parents are swingers?"
"That's the one," Jesse said. "The mother hates swinging, but does it because the father insists. The father hits Missy and also Missy's mother. The younger brother's terrified and wets the bed."
"For which the father probably smacks him too," Sonny said.
"Probably," Jesse said.
"Time for an intervention," Sonny said.
"Yeah, I'm having them in next week."
"Kids too?"
"No."
"Good idea," Sonny said. "They'll have less reason to pretend."
"What are you after?" Sonny said.
"At the meeting?"
"Uh-huh," Sonny said.
"You think you can get the father to straighten up and fly right?"
"No," Jesse said. "But first I'll get a sense of how bad he is. All my information on him is secondhand."
Sonny nodded.
"And if he's as bad as he sounds," Jesse said, "maybe I can scare him into behaving better."
"At least you'll have first-hand experience with what he is," Sonny said.
"Long as you don't expect him to turn into a better guy."
"No, but maybe I can get him to stop with the wife swapping and no longer hit his wife and children," Jesse said.
"That would be a start," Sonny said.
"And then maybe if he seemed less scary to her," Jesse said, "she might find her way out of the marriage."
"Clinging too long to a marriage," Sonny said, "is maybe not a good idea, huh?"
Jesse smiled at her.
"We need another cocktail," he said, and gestured to the bartender.
"Two's my limit on these," Sonny said.
"I know," Jesse said. "More than two martinis and my speech starts to slur."
"In my case, I start to undress," Sonny said.
Jesse turned to the bartender.
"Make that a double for Ms. Randall," he said.
They both laughed.
"No double," Sonny said to the bartender.
To Jesse, she said, "It's not necessary."
"Good to know," Jesse said.
They looked at their menus for a moment and ordered stuffed quahogs.
"I had a thought," Sonny said.
"Me too," Jesse said.
"Not that kind of thought," Sonny said.
She paused and sipped her martini.
"My sister," Sonny said, "had an affair with a terrible man, and when she wanted to break it off, he haunted her."
Jesse nodded.
"I talked to him," Sonny said. "My sister talked to him. Nothing."
She ate half of one of the olives in her martini.
"He wouldn't leave her alone," Sonny said. "So finally I asked Spike to speak with him."
Jesse nodded.
"He never bothered my sister again."
Jesse glanced at Spike, who was working the room, the jovial host.
"Spike got his attention," Jesse said.
"He did."
"You think he could reason with Missy's father?"
"I know he'd be happy to try," Sonny said.
"What an interesting idea," Jesse said.